The governor has done a lot to promote the state's program to boost breast cancer screening rates. He spent considerable time advocating for the expanded program, made it the centerpiece of his 2016 State of the State address, and earlier this month, issued a news release about his administration spending nearly $38 million on breast cancer screening services. But cancer is not only a women's issue, it affects us all. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in America, a close second to heart disease. According to the American Cancer Society's estimates, in 2018, over 110,000 New Yorkers will receive a cancer diagnosis, and over 35,000 New Yorkers will die from the disease. Four cancers, female breast, prostate, colon, and lung cancers, are responsible for roughly half of the cancers expected in New York State, both in terms of the number of cases and the estimated number of deaths. Those big four drive the state's cancer experience. Of course, high rates of cancer occurrence do not necessarily translate to deaths occurring at the same rate. While female breast cancer is the leading cancer for women, for example, it is not the leading cancer killer. That distinction is reserved for lung cancer. Lung cancer is far and away the biggest cancer killer in New York State, accounting for roughly one quarter of all cancer deaths. And that key statistic should drive public policy. We know that the overwhelming majority of lung cancers result from exposure to tobacco smoke. There's no news there. Using the experience of states like New York, the federal government has offered blueprints on how to design tobacco control programs to have the most beneficial impact. And here's where New York's program starts to slide off the rails. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that New York State spend roughly $200 million on its tobacco control program. But New York never has. In terms of spending on tobacco control, the high watermark was in fiscal year 2007-08, when the state spent over $85 million. But tobacco control spending has declined since then. The program has suffered from devastating cuts during the Cuomo administration and has lost more than half of its funding from 10 years ago. New York State was once considered the fifth best in spending on tobacco control efforts due to these budget cuts. It has tumbled now to 22nd. What is most inexplicable about this approach is the state has the money for the program. It collects over $1 billion in tobacco taxes and other revenues. In this year's budget, the administration is expecting additional revenues from legal settlements with tobacco companies to total $400 million. Yet the governor proposes no new money to fight tobacco use. In another cancer-fighting area, the state is not improving its efforts. New York offers a cancer services program which provides breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings and diagnostic services at no cost to women and men, typically those who lack health insurance. If the screening test finds something abnormal, diagnostic services are available to eligible women and men at no cost, and the cancer services program will also provide a case manager who will guide someone with cancer through the follow-up appointments. If breast, cervical, or colorectal cancer is found, eligible women and men may be able to enroll in the special cancer treatment program to receive full Medicaid health insurance coverage for the entire time they're treated if they're uninsured. But that program has never been adequately funded, with experts stating that it's only historically offered a help to about 15% of the eligible population. Even with the expansion of health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, and even the governor's expansion on breast cancer screening, the cancer services program is still not adequately funded to meet the needs of the uninsured. The governor's proposed budget ignores the best scientific evidence behind cancer screening, and instead has consistently tried to cut spending for this important program. Last year, the cancer services program took a 20% reduction in funding. This year, the governor is not proposing to increase the program's spending to meet the needs of the uninsured. As lawmakers move ahead on developing a final budget, they should make sure that new revenues are added to the state's tobacco control, and cancer screening programs. Not only is it the right thing to do, those investments will save lives down the road.